Smart compensation strategies. When it comes to running a business, paying employees is a big deal. Just handing out salaries isn't enough. You've got to be smart about it from the get-go. Picture this. You're building a team. You want them to work hard and stick around, right? Well, how you pay them can make a huge difference. It's not just about the money, it's about how you structure it. Instead of dishing out the same pay to everyone, think about what each person brings to the table. Some folks might perform better, have killer skills, or bring more value to your company. They deserve a little extra love in their paycheck. And it's not just about the base salary. Bonuses and commissions, these are the cherries on top that can motivate people. But here's the catch. You've got to be careful. The incentives you offer can steer how people act. Give them the right incentives, and you'll see the magic happen. People get emotional about their pay. Most workers think they're getting shortchanged, while most bosses think they're being fair. There's a gap there that needs fixing. So, when it comes to paying your team, think smart. Make it fair, make it enticing, and watch your business soar. Align pay with company culture and values. When it comes to paying your employees, don't just copy what other companies are doing. Your pay strategy should match your unique culture and values. Take Lincoln Electric in Cleveland, for example. They make welding products and have a different approach. Instead of giving paid sick days or full-time hours, they pay based on what workers produce. If there are mistakes in their work, they have to fix them at their own cost. Despite this, Lincoln still attracts top talent because they can earn more there than at other places, around $80,000 a year on average. Lincoln values both the quantity and quality of work, which sets them apart and has been successful for decades. By linking their people processes directly to customer satisfaction, Lincoln strengthens its value chain. While their methods might not appeal to everyone, they're perfect for independent, competitive, high-performing individuals. Similarly, The Container Store has built its culture around providing excellent customer service. Their hiring, training, and rewards practices all support this culture. Founders Kip Tindall and Garrett Boone pay their employees about double the market rate, with top performers having the potential to earn even more. On average, employees at the Container Store outshine those at other companies by 300%. Employee-centric strategies for success. Instead of just thinking about how much money employees cost, it's better to focus on what they actually do. Take TMC, a company in Spain that reads medical images remotely. They prioritize things like teamwork, sharing knowledge, and always learning to drive their values. When they hire radiologists, they make them prove their skills for 2 days before hiring, then give them a 2-week training and job shadowing. At TMC, everyone's pay is pretty similar, showing they value quality and teamwork over just numbers. Mercadona, a big supermarket chain in Spain, is another example. They have almost 100,000 employees and pay them double the minimum wage. They're picky about who they hire and invest $5,000 in training each new worker. Plus, wages go up by 11% every year for the first 4 years. And get this, everyone gets 6 weeks of paid vacation. Boost employee pay. Despite spending more on its employees compared to its competitors, Mercadona maintains profitability 3 times higher than Walmart even after 40 years. Similar to companies like Costco and Netflix, which prioritize paying above market rates and treating their employees well, Mercadona thrives by focusing on productivity. In fact, one Mercadona worker equals 3 elsewhere. Increasing salaries alone doesn't automatically lead to higher productivity. It's about implementing a comprehensive strategy that aligns with the workforce, fostering conditions for peak performance. Take Dan Price, CEO of Gravity Payments, for example. He raised minimum wages to $70,000 in 2014, a move many doubted. Despite some high-paid officers leaving and even facing a lawsuit from his co-founder, Price's employees responded with incredible dedication. The result? Revenue tripled from $15 million to $50 million by 2019, with profits doubling, far exceeding the $2 million extra spent on payroll. Create fair pay systems for growing companies. Compensate people fairly, not equally. The pay might not always motivate, especially in larger companies. Startups often pay based on what they can afford, but as your company grows, it's crucial to establish a structured and fair compensation system early on. Stay flexible, but design your system based on three main factors. 1. Skills. Pay should reflect the level of skills and expertise needed for the job. Give raises when employees acquire new skills, rather than just rewarding years of service. 2. Performance. Look at performance over years, not just short periods. Reward employees who consistently perform well over time. 3. Market value. Compare your compensation with what other companies pay for similar talent. Aim to be competitive, like Cisco, which strives to pay in the top 25% of the market. Set up a payment plan for both managers and individual contributors with different levels and ranges. We'll divide managers into 5 levels, from coordinator to CEO. For individual contributors, we'll have 7 levels, ranging from novice to master. Within each level, we'll have 3 bands, low, medium, and high. These bands will overlap, with the high range in one level matching the low range in the next. It's important to ensure that senior non-managers earn a pay similar to mid-level managers. If not, there's a risk of pushing non-leaders into management roles, which might not suit everyone. We're aiming for fairness here. That means ensuring everyone earns a living wage, especially our lowest paid employees. But we also recognize that exceptional performers deserve more. After all, they can easily produce 3 times the output of an average performer. Paying everyone the same might seem fair, but it's not. Our top performers will feel undervalued and might leave as a result. Let's make sure everyone feels valued and fairly compensated. Design effective incentives for your team. In the United States, most companies go beyond basic pay to motivate and guide their employees. These rewards, which typically make up around 5% of total compensation, can make a big difference, for better or worse. The goal is to create incentives that attract the right people, reflect the company's priorities, and inspire employees to go above and beyond. But beware. Poorly designed incentives can backfire, focusing too much on external rewards and ignoring the more powerful internal drive. Financial incentives are a key part of shaping company culture, values, and strategy. They need to be clear and understandable to everyone involved and foolproof against gaming the system. Incentives work best when goals are crystal clear and performance can be easily measured. When done right, incentives can be particularly effective for sales teams. Take the example of Dan Caulfield, CEO of a home automation company in Los Angeles. He wanted to excel in the high-end market, where clients invest heavily in home technology. Caulfield's solution was simple yet powerful: offer detailed automation plans at $1 per square foot and reward salespeople with half of that fee. Since luxury homes often span over 10,000 square feet, the commissions were substantial. This approach not only boosted planned sales, but also secured installation contracts, leading to lucrative projects averaging $1 million. When it comes to bonuses and commissions, make them meaningful and personalized for top performers, with no earning limits. Innovative compensation strategies for success. In Australia, Many Movers founder, Mike O'Hagan, had a smart idea. Instead of paying insurance companies for breakage, he decided to reward his movers for not breaking things. It's a simple yet brilliant plan that's been working for 25 years, keeping everyone happy, O'Hagan, his workers, and the customers. This system, called gain sharing, gives movers a big reason to teach new employees how to avoid accidents. O'Hagan doesn't have to do much else. His incentives make sure everyone's interests are in sync. In Los Angeles, Caulfield, a home automation company, has its own twist on rewarding customer satisfaction. They let customers keep 10% of their bill if they're not completely happy with their installation. If the customer pays, Caulfield shares that 10% among everyone involved in the service. Imagine, on a $1 million job, that's $100,000 to be split among the team. It's a win-win, making sure everyone is focused on keeping customers happy. Make work fun and rewarding. Team-based rewards create a positive atmosphere where everyone is motivated to work hard and stay honest. Take Hillcorp, an oil and gas company in Texas, for example. CEO Jeff Hildebrand offered every employee a $50,000 car voucher if they doubled their reserves in 4 years. They succeeded, so he happily paid up. Then, he offered $100,000 to each employee if they could double reserves again in 5 years. They did it, and he paid again. In Hillcorp's culture, teamwork and collaboration are valued above all else, so everyone, no matter their role, receives the same rewards, $50,000 and $100,000. To make rewards more exciting, companies can gamify them by offering smaller, more frequent, and unexpected incentives. They can also include non-cash rewards like entertainment, dining, and travel experiences to make the rewards more emotionally impactful and memorable. A well-chosen gift can often mean more to people than just cash. Companies can create excitement by giving out rewards frequently, at irregular intervals, and in surprising ways. For example, at the Home Shopping Network, call center representatives who make sales get to spin a big wheel on the floor. The wheel determines their prize, which could range from movie tickets to flat-screen TVs. This simple change increased sales by a whopping 250%. Incentivizing employees like owners with profit shares. Outback Steakhouse wanted to grow fast, so they found managers ready to invest $25,000 of their own money over 4 years. Outback trained and supported these managers heavily. After 5 years, if they hit their targets, they got $100,000. Stick around another 5 years, and they pocketed $500,000 more. 80% stayed for a decade, way longer than the industry average of 6 months. Outback's parent company became the third biggest restaurant chain in the U.S. and one of the best performers. Don't count on workers to work harder for stock options or profit shares. Those rewards take too long to arrive. Profit shares tell people what matters most, affecting their behaviors, choices, and actions, and making sure their interests match the owner's. Stocks and the promise of yearly profit shares help keep people on board. Make sure your actions match your values and culture and aim to distribute options and profits fairly. Key points. 1. Make sure salaries match what each person does and what the company believes in so workers stay and work hard. 2. Pay people based on how well they work, what skills they have, and how much other companies pay for similar work. 3. Use new ways to reward workers, like giving them bonuses when the company does well. 4. Encourage teamwork and working together by giving rewards that everyone can enjoy. 5. Give rewards that are not just money and make them like games to make people happy to work. 6. Make sure everyone is treated fairly and knows how they are paid so they stay with the company. 7. Help workers learn and do better at their jobs and reward them when they do a great job.